We're going to go to Limerick next, where a judge has told the hurler Kyle Hayes that he will avoid a 3-month jail sentence if he is deemed suitable for community service. In March last year, Kyle Hayes received a 2-year suspended sentence on 2 counts of violent disorder inside and outside a nightclub in Limerick City back in 2019. Then last September, he was convicted of dangerous driving on the M20 in Mallow. Our regional reporter Teresa Mannion was in court this morning. Teresa, people will recall that the purpose of today's hearing was to consider if the original suspended sentence for violent disorder should be activated. What happened today?
Yeah, well, as you say, in the summary there, Rachel, Kyle Hayes was given a 2-year suspended sentence on 2 counts of violent disorder in Limerick. And then the condition was for you to remain in good behaviour, not commit any other offences. But then last September, he was convicted for dangerous driving 4 months after that suspended 2-year sentence. And the court heard he'd been speeding and he overtook 9 vehicles. And it was really he also appealed actually the dangerous driving conviction, and that was rejected. So that dangerous driving conviction effectively triggered the Section 99 hearing over whether the original suspended sentence should be revoked. Now, the judge today, Judge Dara Hayes, effectively spared Kyle Hayes jail. The 5-times All-Ireland winning Limerick hurler looked relieved as he left court with his parents and other members of his family today. The judge said today that Kyle Hayes was a talented and highly decorated hurler who in no way had sought preferential treatment in court on account of his public status. And he said he raised this to reinforce that it would have no bearing on his decision to revoke all, part of or none of the suspended sentence. And he said that evidence that Liam Hayes, the father of Kyle Hayes, had given earlier this week about being totally reliant on his son to run the dairy farm due to ill health would not sway the court in its decision. He agreed that defence counsel Brian McInerney had made a reasonable observation that the dangerous driving conviction was of a wholly different character to the violent disorder. And he said there had been no aggravating factors regarding the dangerous driving conviction, such as the consumption of intoxicating substances or driving without a licence or insurance. And he said Kyle Hayes' Audi A6 was also in roadworthy condition. So, summing up, Judge Dara Hayes said that a community service order would be more constructive than a short prison sentence. And he has ordered the preparation of a probation and community service report to finalise the sentence and finalise the case and set aside a date for mention in April.
Teresa, thank you very much. That was our regional reporter, Teresa Mannion, who was in court in Limerick this morning.